The city of Phoenix is facing a lawsuit over the city's largest homeless encampment known as The Zone.
It's in downtown Phoenix and has an estimated 1,100 people camping on the streets. Good evening, everyone. I'm Kadiva Devine.
And I'm Mark Curtis. Tonight, residents and property owners in that area are demanding that the city do more to fix this growing problem.
Team 12's Erica Stapleton is breaking down the neighborhood concerns.
Hey guys, the city was served with a lawsuit today that claims that allowing the encampment to exist as it does now violates city codes and should be found unconstitutional.
Violence, vandalism, drug use, property damage, trash, and human waste, all riddling the so-called Zone, a homeless encampment with an estimated 1,100 people just east of the state capitol.
Nobody deserves to be in these conditions, period.
Carl Freund leases space near 10th Avenue Madison and hoped to open up a real estate office there.
We've given up, right? We're at the point now where we can no longer conduct business. You know, our employees do not feel safe down there.
He's one of more than a dozen plaintiffs now suing the city of Phoenix, claiming the city is not doing enough to keep conditions safe and sanitary for residents, business owners, and the unsheltered population. The suit also points to decreased property values and an increase in violence in the encampment, and claims that the city isn't enforcing public health and safety rules.
You know, we cannot see people live in this type of condition. All we're asking is that the city of Phoenix literally just enforce the laws that aren't in books.
It wasn't always this way. In the lawsuit, longtime residents and business owners said there's always been homelessness in the area, but this is the worst crisis they've ever seen. They argue it worsened after a 2018 appeals court decision, Martin v. Boise, made it unconstitutional to arrest someone for sleeping on the street if the city doesn't have enough shelter space. The bed space in Phoenix is regularly at capacity.
We want the city of Phoenix to do something about this unimaginable situation that we think it has created.
Alon Werman, one of the attorneys for the plaintiffs, is asking for the conditions in the zone to be declared a public nuisance.
Once we get that declaration of a public nuisance, the city of Phoenix has no choice.